Look, what y'all are going to do is stop telling me to put on a bra. If you feel bra should be on breasts, you should wear a bra every single day, boo. Do not police my breasts. Don't do it. Your opinion is not fact, and it does not apply to me. You can tuck your opinion in your bra, sugar. Why don't more women know about the Diva Cup? Listen, pad, tampon, Diva Cup. Though I'm sure the Diva Cup will be off-putting because as women, we don't want to deal with our own bodies. We don't want to see it, smell it, feel it, be it. We are taught early the shame in touching ourselves. Ashamed to look at ourselves. We mold ourselves. We paint ourselves. We paint our faces on, strap our breasts back and away and up to be weight on our shoulders and weight on our shoulders. Couldn't possibly just let them be. Let them move. Let them breathe. Let them offend. Cause we know we don't move. We don't breathe. We don't offend. We wear elastic around our wombs all day and rearrange our insides. We spank it tight. We bind it up. We suck it in. We shave it down. We wax it off. We walk on our tippy toes all day. Repeatedly give ourselves blisters on the back of our heels. Make our feet cry for sweet relief. Burn the skin off the tips of our ears. Send our edges holding on for dear life. Our whole life. We gotta buy that gadget. That thing that zaps every hair. That one that bleaches pearly white. The pill that gets rid of water weight. The foundation that fades every blemish. The lightening cream we apply in secret. Hush now, baby, you gotta get used to this. This is what we're supposed to do. This is being a woman. Now hold that ear, girl. You gotta press it straight. You gotta sew it on. You gotta glue it in. And I gotta dye these grays away. Girl, you gotta slick it down. You gotta clip it even. You gotta whip together our sacred chemical concoction. You gotta perm it to submission. What's in those perms anyway? It couldn't possibly be what's giving us fibroids. That wouldn't make sense, would it? Of course not. They want us to multiply. Of course they do. Eugenics has never been a tactic used against women of color in America. Nah. But when you do have that baby, cover those stretch marks. Avoid them at all costs. And when 6 weeks rolls around, back to work. Scram! Your baby can't hold their head up, but it's cool. Trust me. What's a baby need with its mother's milk and time and bonding energy anyway? That's what childcare centers are for. Teach them early how to be in school, how to be a sheep, how to learn to ignore their own feelings so they can learn to be kept in line. That's the only way to be a productive citizen in America, right? And when it's time for you to pass life through your womb, they'll tell you that you need the hospital. That your body wasn't sculpted to do this on its own. Don't get to thinking you're that strong, girl. Get in here. You need my drugs. You need my machines. You need my vacuums and forceps and Tocins and C-sex. Headaches? Allergies? Asthma? Take this. 3 of these. Twice a day. Forever. This thing you have, this is chronic. It'll never go away. So sign here. Sign on this line. Your monthly subscription to life, to comfort, to a just comfortable enough life. You want a cramp-free period? Want a headache-free work week? Want to sleep at night? Want to digest your food? Take this. Ah, chill. Don't get up off that couch. Take this. Don't eat stuff that actually comes out of the ground. Take this. Don't take steps towards eliminating stressors. Take this. Don't learn simple herbs and spices and teas to heal simple things. Don't listen to yourself. Just take this. If organic food is supposedly the stuff not grown with a buffet of manipulating artificial man-made chemicals, doesn't that mean that the rest of the food that's not organic, the mass majority of the grocery store, is automatically grown with a buffet of manipulating artificial man-made chemicals? I mean, can GMOs really be that bad? They're putting them in everything, right? To grow things double their size, triple their yield, in a quarter of the time, quadruple the shelf life, uniform, shiny, seedless. Cause we love that just add water stuff, and that one kind that never expires. Look, you don't even need to cook this brand anymore. You know the bag is better than the can, but frozen is best. No need to inconvenience yourself with soil, sun, time, or nature. We have special food now, magic food. Woman, no need to inconvenience yourself with your soil, your moon, your time, your nature. You can buy a special you now, a magic you. And meanwhile, keep your face in that screen or else you might think. How do you make a green bean last on a shelf for years with no adverse side effects? How do you put dyes and chemicals into your pores for years with no adverse side effects? How do you use radiation to heat food in 30 seconds for years with no adverse side effects? How do you grow super chicken and put it in everything for generations with no adverse side effects? How do we continually ignore the cause and sedate the symptom with no adverse side effects? How do you make a nation, a globe of women feel that their bodies, their own faces are deficient with no adverse side effects? And I really, truly wonder, why do we wear bras?